Australia, what's your favourite sport?
Football.
Snack?
Pies.
Animal?
Kangaroos.
And what's your favourite car, Australia?
Holden.
Let me see, that's football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars, huh?
Right.
Well, you sure sound like Australia to me.
We are.
Well, then you better tell me again, because I just might forget.
We love football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars.
There you go. That might just sum Vander up, Tim. Your great teammate, Paul Vanderhaar. Football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars. I don't know about the kangaroos, but I reckon the other three would have got a run. He joins us on the line. G'day, Vander.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're going very nicely. We're just reminiscing about the mighty Holden cars of yesteryear, and Tim said my old teammate, Paul Vanderhaar, had a magnificent panel van at one stage. What are your memories of it?
Good fun time driving it, but a bit hard to drive it nowadays. You got cars, cruise control and hands-free talking, but back then you had three pedals on it and you used one as a clutch.
Hey, Vander, when I think about your car, the first thing that comes to mind are the beer cans that have been hollowed out with the tachometers in them on the dashboard. Whose idea was that?
I don't know. I think it was a bit of an inventive thing by myself. I don't know why I did it, but it's held its name for a while. So, it's a bit ridiculous with the four beer cans on the dashboard and having an oil and temperature gauge and all the clock in it. Had the big VB can as a taco on the steering wheel.
I'm surprised that didn't take off.
I only got pulled over a couple of times, so not too bad.
And was it like a four on the floor job?
Was three on the lever.
On the tree, three on the tree.
Three on the tree, but I put the floor shift in it and put a set of mags on it, exhaust, and got the motor, twin carbies, done all that work on it, but it was all a bit of a learning experience.
Did you get that panel van to come to Essendon back in 1977? Did the club pay for that, or did you already have it?
No, I bought it off my father. It was one of the old work panel vans, so it smelled of chlorine and acid and all the chemicals. And it was a 1968, and I got my license in 77. But it done its work in the bull industry with chemicals and so forth, so it's a bit rusted out. But I resprayed it and put flare guards on it. Done a fair bit of work on it, but that was a good looking rig, wasn't it, too?
That was magnificent.
What sort of setup did you have running in the back, Vander?
Just a mattress. Took Tim up to his hometown when he's a young bloke. When he came down, it was like a bassinet in the back of his
Were you his chauffeur? Did you have to drive him around? Because we know he debuted when he was about 14. Were you sort of his designated driver?
I got nominated to take him up to Dimboola and see the family. So took him up in the van, and I don't think his mum was too impressed about it.
Well, you used to drive me. You used to drive me around a lot in that panel van, Vander. So we did a lot of miles in that van together.
Yeah. Well, you can upgrade and take me out. You can drive somewhere nowadays.
Well, I'd be happy to. Somebody also sent a text in saying that you had a Monaro at one stage too. Did you have a Monaro?
Yellow one.
Yeah. No, I sold the panel van and got bugger all for that. And after my first year contract of making about $1,500, I thought I'd go out and buy a Monaro. So I bought a two-door HJ Monaro with a big V8 in it. So I have done a few Holdens. Yeah, had a work jet, which was a HQ Holden that was a six-wheeler and a tipper. So I've had a few of the Holden cars over the years.
Are you on the hunt? Are you on the hunt again for an old panel van, or not? Have you decided not to do that?
I seen one a couple of years ago in a farmhouse, same colour. I was braided in a iridescent blue, and I seen one in a in a farm shed a couple of years ago, and I'm thinking now that I might go and track him down and see if he wants to do a deal. And I might cut it in half and put it in the man shed and have the panel van in the back and the motor in front of it.
What would that car be worth today if you had held on to it, Vander? Would it have appreciated in value?
I would think so, yeah. Panel vans now, actually. I know a guy who's got a Sandman and it's worth a bit of dough. So, yeah, probably would be worth a bit. But it'd be nice to still have it as a bit of a reminiscence, eh? Bit of fun in that over the years.
Yeah, and I was telling Gary about the time we went to Darwin many years ago and to the drive-in, and you put me out of the car onto the concrete.
What happened? Hang on, stop.
With the speaker.
What happened, Vander? Hang on, like you went into the door and you ended up sitting on the gravel with a speaker next to your ear.
I think I was sweating too much. He said, "You get outside, there's a bit more air out there for you."
Well, Tim had to learn a few things in those days.
That's enough. But I was trying to remember what sort of a car Kenny Mansfield had back in the day too. I thought he had a little Holden station wagon too, Vander.
Stolen, wouldn't it? No, I can't remember what man's had. He been an electrician. He might have had one of those setups too, yeah.
Emma, and you're on your way down to Red Hill to finish off a pool today?
Yeah, it's pouring rain on the way down here, but work through that. It's like playing footy on a wet day. Just you got to go ahead and do it.
Yep.
I know it's a nice, easy cruise down the highway nowadays. And cruise control, the radio going, and better than changing gears and going down the old Muraduck Highway. So there was an old single-lane highway road then.
And you would have been cruising down in that blue panel van, and maybe you would have to put Tim outside again, depending on how things unfolded. Hey, Vander, we love having a chat with you, and always good to walk down memory lane. And what's the name of the pool business? Give it a plug.
Four Seasons Spas and Pools.
Four Seasons Spas and Pools. How long have you been doing that?
All my life. My father was one of the original pool builders in Melbourne, so as a kid I worked through with him, and now my son Todd's working with us, and hopefully he takes it over very shortly.
Absolutely sensational. Four Seasons and Pools and Spas, so that's the place to go. Hey, thanks for jumping on. Drive carefully in that rain.
No worries, boys. All right, good to catch up.
Go on, you Vander.
Paul Vander Haar, former Essendon superstar. I've been the beneficiary of Tim telling me some great Vander stories, and that is just sensational. Here's a text from the speckled text. My sisters went down to Melbourne Uni's Good Country Girls late 70s. They said the Essendon boys were rascals and Vander was the king of rascals.
He was a rascal.
Does that sound right, Wiz?
He was a rascal.
Kenny Mansfield had a green EH Holden.
I knew it was a Holden. I knew he had a Holden. I don't think it was stolen. I don't think it was stolen. It may have been, but I don't think it was.
I dropped Vander home one night. I'll go read this first.
Yep. Is it okay to read or
in
not?
The early, as he unsuccessfully tried to get into the Croydon Hotel nightclub wearing footy shorts. Does that sound like your man?
It sounds like him.
How good a player was he?
He was a great player. Can you imagine in 1977?
I remember him.
An 18-year-old with these long, flowing blonde locks, and he just played in this really natural, instinctive way. He was spectacular.
He burst onto the scene now as that 18-year-old with the long hair, playing centre-half forward, centre-half back, taking hangers. He'd be the most marketable player in the competition.
In the land, he'd be the most marketable player.
Jeez.
And then at the end of that first, I'm pretty sure it was the end of the first year he had the motorbike accident. So at one stage, he wore a neck brace for a long time. It looked like it looked really serious when he first had the accident. And then he came good in that second year. And I think he even played for Victoria. I think he got picked to play for Victoria in his second year.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't surprise.
Remember that mark? There was that mark that he took on.
His neck.
Did a somersault.
Did a Scorpio. I think they call it a scorpion these days. Hey, that's a great chat. We're coming up to the 7 o'clock news. Back page of the Age today, Demons Plan, flag by 2023. So Melbourne have put out their strategic plan. Their CEO, Gary Peart, has been the author of that amongst other people at that footy club, and we'll chat whether it's realistic or not. I think they've got some work to do to win public opinion over. This is a text. Melbourne, a basket case. They finished second last. They blame the injuries. They release a doco in the pre-season, and then they say for 2 flags in 4 years. Ha, ha, ha. I'd be embarrassed to support the club. It's a nice way to intro Purdy, but he's going to be in next after the news.